Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, fuck with your boy, get fan 007, man. We're gonna get some more callers on. We got some shit going on. Hold on, I got the calls on. One second.
Yo, yo, it's Tony, bro, man. What's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? Friday shit, man. It's good. It's nice outside, everybody, man. Definitely in the tri-state. What's good, Caps? What's good?
Yo, shit, chilling, man. I'm about to start spreading the link around to the show. About to drop this exclusive, crazy track right now. Not heard before. You only heard it here first. All right? I want motherfuckers to be on live for this shit. This shit about to get real ugly right now.
Okay. Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying to get the, you know what, Tony, bro? You put the link. Can you put the link in the group?
Yeah, for sure. I got it. I'll take care of that.
I mean,
shout out to everybody. It is Friday. Caps, it's Friday. Long ass week.
Nigga,
you feel me?
What, nigga? I'm happy as fuck. It's Friday, nigga. I'm fucking beyond happy. Like, shit, nigga. I'm trying to see what's going on. Shit, hey, yo, this joint, this battle, is this tonight?
I'm not sure. Let's see. I'm not sure. I know it was supposed to be. Wait, I thought it was supposed to be on Saturday.
So it is Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm making sure, because I'm wondering who the fuck, you know what I'm saying, is he battling? It's crazy. He has no clue who he's battling him. Like, this is interesting right here.
I've been hearing a couple names. I know what names make sense, but I've definitely been hearing some names, so. But
I know that also, it's a top battler. It's definitely a top battler. Oh, let me tweet this link out.
No, I got it.
Let me tweet this link out.
Tell me.
This shit's about to get fucking ugly, man. I want to know what niggas think about this fucking song and shit. Is it just me?
Yeah, man.
Fact, man.
You gotta hear it.
Matter of fact, man, you know what?
Yeah. Woo! Boy on. Flat top gold chain. Yeah. I got these fat ass niggas mad, man.
Hold up. You niggas tweet shotgun shook, man. Tweet this nigga shotgun shook, B. This nigga need to hear this shit. You need to fucking hit. This nigga's not stopping, B. He's not fucking stopping, man.
Yeah. Woo! Boy, y'all. Flat top gold chain. Yeah. I got these fat ass niggas mad, man. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Jump. Real soft, gay body in your cruiser die. Flaming like Mario, they bout to see that Cooper die. Give a ton of shots, stomach shot, see a super slot. You ain't know that fucking with the God to get you crucified. And this Mac will get you fried, nigga, super stop. Shoot your spine, bring it in your dog, get them euthanized. My nigga, good try, we all know you a good guy. From the West, we've been waiting years to see Suge die. Goodbye, while you up in Jersey, we in South Beach. Crazy high.
Hold up. I want this audio to be straight. I don't want this shit too loud. I don't want this shit too low. You niggas tweet motherfucking Shug, man. Tweet fucking Shug, nigga. It's not over. It's not over, nigga. Yeah. Fuck you mean it's over. It's not over, nigga. You gonna put this nigga. Hold on. I see one more nigga. Hold on. Yo, you on?
Yeah, it was.
Oh. Yo, Drizzy, you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm ready, baby.
Oh, all right. You about to be jumping on. You about to play this exclusive Chubby Jag right now. It's called Burn.
Oh, shit.
Let me know what you niggas think, man.
Yeah. Woo! Boy, on. Flat top gold chain. Yeah. I got these fat ass niggas mad, man. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Chubby. Woo! Real soft, gay body in your cruiser die. Flaming like Mario, they bout to see they Cooper die. Give a ton of shots, stomach shot, see a super slot. You ain't know that fucking with the guy to get you crucified. And this Mac can get you fried, nigga, super side. Shoot you fine, bringing in your dogs, get them euthanized. My nigga, good try, we all know you a good guy. From the west, we been waiting years to see Suge die. Goodbye, while you up in Jersey, we in South Beach. Crazy how I beat up on niggas, I'm all about street. Yeah, Mr. Knockout King, teach you about sleep. Get to throwing looking like Steph when he had the mouthpiece. Oh yeah, I'm feeling like LeBron up in the fucking booth. Listen up to all of them dishes, that shit was fucking boo. Them niggas never put you on, just tell the fucking truth. Suge never was a grape, he just a fucking fruit. I cut your moms up, throw that bitch in a bag, nigga. Got so much fat in that bag that I gotta drag it to the whip. I can't carry that bitch, the shit is sad, nigga. Headshot, see the red dot, we playing tag.
Yo.
Yo.
You niggas tweet Shook, man. Come on, B. Shook, yeah. I don't know what he's going to do. What's up? I stopped him. Oh, what's up?
Grape. He's just a fucking fruit. What? Jag went off.
Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to play the whole song, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Boy on flat top gold chain. Yo, I got these fat ass niggas mad, man. Oh yeah, here we go. Chubby. Real soft, gay body in your cruiser die. Flaming like Mario, they bout to see they Cooper die. Give a ton of shots, stomach shot, see a super slot. You ain't know that fucking with the guy to get you crucified. And this Mac can get you fried, nigga, super side. Shoot you fine, bringing in your dogs, get them euthanized. My nigga, good try, we all know you a good guy. From the west, we been waiting years to see Suge die. Goodbye, while you up in Jersey, we in South Beach. Crazy how I beat up on niggas, I'm all about street. Yeah, Mr. Knockout King, teach you about sleep. Get to throwing looking like Steph when he had the mouthpiece. Oh yeah, I'm feeling like LeBron up in the fucking booth. Listen up to all of them dishes, that shit was fucking boo. Them niggas never put you on, just tell the fucking truth. Suge never was a grape, he just a fucking fruit. I cut your moms up, throw that bitch in a bag, nigga. Got so much fat in that bag that I gotta drag it to the whip. I can't carry that bitch, the shit is sad, nigga. Headshot, see the red dot, we playing tag, nigga. Oh, you ain't research, chubby, get on your gig, home. Force us the real great streets to get on your wig, home. Facts, I'll set you up, call you from your kid phone. Let the boy tell you I love you and get his wig. Your whole family get flatlined when it's strap time. I make sure watch like the real Suge, better act blind. Clap my front, no niggas, you get a crack fine. Fat ass out here thinking he popping and he could crack down. Please, nigga, your body nastier than the sneeze. You ain't cover up, snap on your sleeves, nigga. Just leave, nigga. Kill who would sound like you about to die when you breathe, nigga. Show around your bitch and she leaving cause I got seeds, nigga. Facts, I be out there making racks for the squad, home. What you do for fun? I'm from the west, we going rob home. Get on your job, home. Don't ask for me cause that's like fucking blasphemy. You talking shit to a guy, home. I know some niggas know you real good. Think they got pot? Well, I'ma finish what they meant to do and kill Suge. I'm laying back with my feet up. I'm eating wonton, gang. Tell your hitman to holla. I'm on my John John. Facts walking with the green pippin. I'm on my Don Juan. Beat the niggas, beating no niggas. I'm on my prom prom. You niggas really ain't that big. You just act big. I got fat grown, my nigga. You was a fat kid. Uncle started moving at Yola. I was a trap kid. For the right bread, I get to smacking up on smack kid. It's West Adams. Tell him come and catch a hot one. As soon as niggas pull up, I got a shotty for shotgun. Gone. Yeah, nigga. We can do this shit all year, nigga. You whack ass, nigga. Get your ass in the ring. Put your career on the line so I can drag your fat ass, nigga. Tag it. Not fucking with me, boy. And don't have your weak ass niggas get on tracks, nigga. I don't give a fuck who them niggas is. Them niggas weak. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Fire Department Mayhem, nigga. West Adams, nigga. Say something, nigga. Smacked up. I'm patting pockets, nigga. Fuck you talking about, boy.
Yeah, this is what this shit is about, man. Hell yeah.
Yo. What's your say, man?
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? All right, should this duck him or what?
Yeah.
If your shotgun shook, do you respond? Here's my thing about it. We got to be real, bro. This nigga's nice. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And the nigga just said, I will go all year. But he's dead. I just heard this. He's dead ass serious about going back and forth. He doesn't care about this shit.
If I'm
gonna
right
play
right
one more,
now,
I'm gonna play, play one more time. I'm gonna play one more time to let it marinate. You know what I mean? And I want you to really listen to it and think, should this nigga respond?
Yeah. Boy on flat top gold chain. Yeah. I got these fat ass niggas mad, man. Oh yeah. Here we go. Shovel. Woo! Real soft, gay body in your cruiser die. Flaming like Mario, they bout to see they Cooper die. Give a ton of shots, stomach shot, see a scooper slide. You ain't know that fucking with the guy to get you crucified. And this Mac can get you fried, nigga, super side. Shoot you fine, bringing in your dogs, get them euthanized. My nigga, good try, we all know you a good guy. From the west, we been waiting years to see Suge die. Goodbye, while you up in Jersey, we in South Beach. Crazy how I beat up on niggas, I'm all about street. Yeah, Mr. Knockout King, teach you about sleep. Get to throwing looking like Steph when he had the mouthpiece. Oh yeah, I'm feeling like LeBron up in the fucking booth. Listen up to all of them dishes, that shit was fucking boo. Them niggas never put you on, just tell the fucking truth. Suge never was a grape, he just a fucking fruit. I cut your moms up, throw that bitch in a bag, nigga. Got so much fat in that bag that I gotta drag it to the whip. I can't carry that bitch, the shit is sad, nigga. Headshot, see the red dot, we playing tag, nigga. Are you in research, Chubby, get on your gig, huh? Force us the real great streets to get on your wig, huh? Facts, I'll set you up, call you from your kid phone. Let the boy tell you I love you and get his wig blown. Your whole family get flatlined when it's strap time. I make sure watch like the real sure, better act blind. Clap my front, no niggas, you get a crack fine. Fat ass out here thinking he popping and he could crack down. Please, nigga, your body nastier than the sneeze. You ain't cover up, snout on your sleeve, nigga. Just leave, nigga. Kill who would sound like you about to die when you breathe, nigga. Show around your bitch and she leaving cause I got seeds, nigga. Facts, I be out there making racks for the squad, home. What you do for fun, I'm from the west, we going rob home. Get on your job, home. Don't ask for me cause that's like fucking blasphemy. You talking shit to a guy. I know some niggas know you real good. Think they got pot? Well, I'ma finish what they meant to do and kill Suge. I'm laying back with my feet up, I'm eating wonton, gang. Tell your hitman to holla, I'm on my John John. Facts woke up with the green pippin', I'm on my Don Juan. Beat the niggas, beatin' no niggas, I'm on my Bron Bron. You niggas really ain't that big, you just act big. I got fat grown, my nigga, you was a fat kid. Uncle started moving at Yola, I was a trap kid. For the right bread, I get to smacking up on Smack Kid. It's West Adams, tell him come and catch a hot one. As soon as niggas pull up, I got a shotty for shotgun. Gone. Yeah, nigga, we can do this shit all year, nigga. You whack ass, nigga. Get your ass in the ring, put your career on the line so I can drag your fat ass, nigga. Patty. Not fucking with me, boy. And don't have your weak ass niggas get on track, nigga. I don't give a fuck who them niggas is. Them niggas weak. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Fire Department Mayhem, nigga. West Adams, nigga. Say something, nigga. Smacked up. I'm Pat Pockets, nigga. Fuck you talking about, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. You know what? I want to get some fan callers to see what niggas feel about this. I actually see a number. I really don't want to be biased at all. Hold on. I want to get Jersey on first. Hold on. 973-568. I'm about to put you on. 973-568. You on? 973-568.
Thought we just heard somebody say hello.
Yeah, I heard him say hello. You on?
Hello.
Yo, what up?
Yo,
what
yeah,
up? What
we
up?
Hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, Caps is good, son.
What's good? Yo, what is?
It's Josh.
Oh, all right. What up, Josh? Talk to me. What's up?
Shit, man. I'm chilling. Just got off work.
All right,
I'm about to go.
The song. What about the song? What's popping?
What about the song? Oh, the song?
What about
Who
the song?
That? I caught the middle of it. Who was that?
That was Jag.
I fucked with Jag it.
Jag on that shotgun show.
Yeah, okay. I heard a couple of his bars. I didn't catch the whole thing, though.
All
from
right,
what
right,
I heard,
look,
I liked it. I fucked with it. Shook here. He ain't all hell gonna break loose, though.
All right. Hey, yo, I'm going to get you right back on, all right? I want to see what the fans think about this song.
All right.
Shout out to Ja. I'm going to get it back on. Hold on.
Shout out to Jersey. Jocko is fucked too.
Suge might really want to think about this one.
Yo, I mean, sometimes you gotta pick your war. Sometimes, man.
Yeah, man.
But I'm pretty sure a lot of niggas. Yo, 909-534. You want? All right, cool. Now hold on.
You hear me? Yeah, that's
909-534.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Hey, yo, that shit was hard. That nigga Jag going
hard. That shit was hard?
Yeah, I fuck with that. I fuck with that track.
From?
I fuck with all his music. Everything you played
from him
been fire.
Where you calling from?
Oh, I'm from Cali.
You from Cali? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
North or South?
Southern. But yeah, everything you've been playing from Jag been fire. What's that mixtape that he had that you was playing a while back? That intro?
Which one?
Damn, it's the one you played before him and Tom Gist did that battle.
The one where he rapping about his grandmother and stuff. That shit's
fire. Yeah, he spit some real shit.
Oh, you talking about poetry?
That mixtape. What's that mixtape called?
It's called, yo, he got a couple of them. He got a poetry lounge,
yeah,
one and two. Both. I think it's part one you're talking about, though.
Okay, so is it supposed
one.
To be, so can I ask you, is it supposed to be Cassidy and Suge? Or is it supposed to be Jag and Suge? Which one is it?
See, that's why this whole shit is crazy. Jag wants Suge, but Suge will obviously wants Cassidy. I mean, Suge is looking at the shit business-wise, obviously. He wants Cassidy, but Cassidy is telling him to get Jag, too. So Jag is just riffing Suge for this nigga response at this point.
So how much do Cassidy want?
I think 100 bands. I don't know. I think 100 bands, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Mook should get it before he get it.
I mean, I didn't even think about all that. What I'm trying to say is that, what about Jag and Suge, where I'm going with? I'm trying to stick with the
song. Jag and Suge? I like Cassidy and Suge better. If you tell me who will win out of Suge and Jag, I'm going to say I would give a 2-1 to Suge.
2-1 Suge?
2-1 Suge. Depending on the platform, too.
Okay.
If it's on URL, maybe even 3-0 Suge.
Okay, yo, sure. That's what I'm talking about.
UW, it'd be 2-1.
That's what it is. Well, yo, I'm going to get you back on this shit. I'm going to take some more callers, all right?
All right, for sure.
I'm going to get 5 callers just to see what the ratio is going to be. Hold on. So that's one. That's, well, actually, I can't even say that shit. He said it was hot. You know what I'm saying? But he said he would have a Suge on it. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit up NC real quick. 919-567.
Yo.
Yo, what's goody?
Yo. What's goody, man?
What's good? What's goody?
Talking about the Chubby Jag track?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie, man. Like, it was fire. Like, it was dope. Like, I appreciate the effort. Like, he's trying to bring back the competition-wise or whatever. But my thing is, why is he being Cassidy mouthpiece? I thought it was supposed to be Suge and Cassidy, not Suge versus Chubby Jag and Cassidy. Because Cassidy still hasn't responded.
Where did all this start from, though? See, this is what I know. I know that I saw Cassidy in a Forbes DVD saying, but that was after it started, though. How did this, like, who called who out from the beginning?
I want to say it was Cassidy, because Cassidy was the one who was calling out every battle rapper saying, like, I can beat you. So I got to say it was Cassidy who started it. I mean, Suge had a point. He spoke his piece. Like, we got to stop letting these old niggas come back and battle rap. They left. They didn't give a damn about the culture. So why are we still allowing them to come back? Cassidy went. He got his deal. That's what he wanted out of battle rap. Then he left for 12 years, so why come back? Because you're not on the charts, so album's not popping, and you only known for good freestyles now, but you want a quarter to battle, but you probably don't even get 10 racks from a club to show your face bottle. Like, that's stupid to me. Like, we're rewarding
who,
him off
who
of
doesn't
that.
Who doesn't get 10 racks? Who doesn't get 10 racks to show?
Cassidy, I guess. I mean, probably not like 10, but...
No?
Probably like
Is that a
20 fact? Or something like that? Let's be real. This nigga Cassidy is not getting a quarter to pop a bottle in the club. And anybody that's rewarding him and giving him what he wants, that's you're giving him a paycheck off of past efforts. I mean, you only seen this nigga once.
Uh huh.
Wait. So you don't see the fact that Jag is jumping in because you know he's undercast. Like that's his boy and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's who put him on. So like, how can you be mad if he jump in and be like, "Yo, fuck that. I'm nicer to him. Like
yeah,
you don't even gotta handle him."
Because, I mean, what does that have to do with Jag? Suge never called out Chubby Jag. Chubby Jag stuck his nose in it.
Well, actually,
said, oh,
right, hold on. Actually, in Suge's last song, he definitely dissed Jag. Definitely dissed it.
Well,
in his last one.
I mean, I can't even blame Suge for wanting to diss him because, I mean, he probably tired of the industry niggas coming in trying to milk game, like, come on, man. These niggas left soon as they got their deal.
I hear what you're saying. My nigga. I hear what you're saying, but we talking about Jag and Suge right now. Like, you kind of going into what Cassie don't got, and that don't got nothing to do with the song right now, though. I'm talking about the song right now. What's going on with, like what do you think about the song and about Suge and Jag? It's like you're kind of downplaying Cassie a whole lot, but we talking about Jag coming at Suge right now.
Yeah.
Jag did his thing. I mean, he came at him how he was supposed to come at him, but I'm not excited to see that battle.
Yeah, I don't be supposed to, bro. I'd definitely rather see Jag versus Cassie, versus Suge over Cassie. The only reason why is because both these niggas is bullies, number one. Suge is a bully. Jag is a bully bullying a bully right now. Cassie's not giving Suge any time of light. He did like a 12-second Instagram clip on him, and Cass did show Suge mad light because he went on Forbes DVD, shot the Doggy Diamonds, and he had like a 30-minute interview. But he was just like, "I'll watch this nigga Suge. What's the purpose and shit?" He does some shit like why? And then I heard some shit where he would like start a GoFundMe account or some shit like he ain't looking at Suge. Because like the shit he's saying is like this nigga just got hot the battle before last. Like Cassie's not gonna battle Suge. He's not gonna battle this nigga, bro. He's not even trying to respond to this nigga, bro. And at this point it's Jag. And Jag's been calling out Suge for mad long. So I'd rather see Jag battle this nigga right about now.
That'll be a fire matchup, man. Cause Jag ain't no small nigga neither. Like Jag a taller nigga too, so Suge ain't just gonna cower over
Yo,
this nigga.
Jag is like
6'3".
I hosted, because I met Suge man long, like I hosted for one of Suge's battles. Suge taller than me. I'm 6'2". Suge taller than me, way taller than me. He got to be about 6'3", too, because we ain't the same size. He definitely taller than me, so it's going to be like bully versus bully. And this is what it's about right here, man. Fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that. This is what this is about. Fuck Cassie.
Yeah.
Jag
and you ain't
going to
have... You ain't gonna have Jag up there talking about his watch or none of that. Jag gonna be coming at this nigga, B. Like, he gonna be coming at Suge neck, man.
It could be different on the beat, though? Y'all don't think the fact that he's doing it on a beat is different, man. That's a different thing altogether. Like, if they're going track to track, Jag wins that. But
he was fire.
I'm gonna tell you right now. For Jag to be saying, put your career up, I don't give a fuck about nothing. You know what I'm saying? This is the Fight Club. He was a Fight Club champion, and he has the confidence to the point that if he loses, he will not battle. Well, he doesn't battle, but he won't rap. And he's an old nigga, technically.
Ooh,
he's an
old
not
rap
nigga. Yeah, he said, put your career up. That's what that means.
Okay, but what kind of career? Like, no disrespect to Jag.
You ain't really been following what's been going on, bro. These niggas are saying put your career up. That means no battling. That means no mixtapes. That means no album.
Nothing.
That means you are music. That is what Chubby Jag is saying to this nigga right now. That's what that means.
So,
that means
so
if you fucking
Chubby
Jag
loses,
I can't do shit no more.
Okay, so what kind of career does Chubby Jag have?
What? Okay. All right.
What?
Do you know who Chubby Jag is? Let me ask you that.
Did you hear him on the wall, Freak Set?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he obviously doesn't know who Chubby Jack is. I can already see that right now.
I first heard of Chubby Jack when him and Cassidy was going back and forth on the Mobb Deep instrumental, where he was like,
that's the first time you heard of him? Well, you know,
this is probably back in like 09. All
right, but musically he's further along than Shotgun Shug, so I don't even see how you could say that. Yeah,
that's exactly where I'm coming from. He's like way beyond Shotgun Shug right now. Bro, look, all right, go ahead, say it again.
But you're trying to compare his songs to what he can do in the ring, like.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me.
You're talking about putting a career on the line, bro.
He said put your career on the line. That means no battling.
Okay, I said what kind of...
Listen to me. Hold on. That means... Hey, go ahead, bro. You're not hearing me. Because you're still saying what career. Well, I mean, what are you talking about? It means no more making music, bro. What do you mean?
No more battling or making music.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. But, yo, that's what it is, yo. I'm gonna get another call on to see what they think of shit.
Word up. Shout out to my boy, man. Shout out to Fu Quay. Shout out to that.
Yeah,
man.
I don't really think he understood what was going on. Just now.
He was hollow shirt, man. That nigga was not excited about that shit.
Yeah, I don't really think about that. I don't even understand what the hell he was even coming from. He was like, what did he done to you? Like, what, bro? I'm like, okay, all right, I got you.
Jack done been on stage rapping in front of, performing music in front of audiences of 5,000-10,000 people with different artists, bro.
Fuck 5,000-10,000. His last joint, he got wild producers on that shit. He got mad features with mad niggas, like.
Hell we
you know what
scattered thoughts.
I'm going to tell you what it is. What it is with me is that I actually listen to these niggas' music. So it's like, I know what the fuck he does. That's why I'm like, what? But then it's like, oh, all right, well, he doesn't. I can't knock a nigga who ain't listening. You know what I'm saying? But he don't know what the fuck he's missing. Let me say that.
But I think the point he was trying to get after, but he was making it weird, was that, like, Jack doesn't have he doesn't know what Jack's career is inside of the ring. Like, him on a beat is different than him, you know what I mean, rapping and shit, like, just on a stage. The battling shit is different. And I think we probably share that point.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
but
Jag was undefeated in Fight Club is where he's coming from. Yeah. So it's like I said, Fight Club is always going to be the forgotten era because the battles never dropped. So it's like now it's like, all right, you're the champion of Fight Club, so what? Because we can't see it. That's the angle a lot of niggas are taking now and shit. And I dig it, but there's fact that nigga was undefeated. I mean, how can you just say whatever? That doesn't make no sense to me and shit. It's a fact he's undefeated and shit. Hold on. Let me see. 281. 281.
281.
Houston. Now, I'm trying to see, you know what? Oh, all right, Tony, bro. For 9-1, when you do that, you did it with this dude. I mean, you basically done. I don't see these niggas. I'm trying to get the niggas you inboxing, but I don't see them on and shit. So,
oh, word. Okay. All right.
Fuck all that. I'm doing any meme. I'm see you been on phone.
Yeah.
I'm going with the longest callers first. Hold on. Yo, 313-685. I'm about to put you on. 313-685.
Yo.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what up, homie?
What's good, man? Jag 3-0.
Hey, that's 3-0?
Jag 3-0, man.
Hey, yo, my nigga, day. I mean, all right, now that Jag dropped another disc, what do we do now?
Man, I don't know. I said get him in the ring, man.
Listen, for all you investors out there, these niggas are building their own hype.
Right.
I want to see it myself. Anytime motherfuckers gonna go out their way to build their own hype, I want to see that shit.
Hey, yo, caller, let me ask you this. Yo, do you think Suge could keep up with him? Like, do you think Suge's first track, like, could even compete with Jag first?
No, nothing. Nah, nothing.
Damn.
Oh, not with that dude whispering. What's his name? Jai J. That whispering, I turned that shit off right after that.
What about Suge verse?
Oh, Suge was a hard body. Like, Suge was a hard body, but hearing that Jag shit, man. Whew.
I agree with you.
If you let me ask you this, bro. If you Suge, do you say, yo, take somebody else before you take me? Well, you can get me, but like if you beat this man, like, then you good. Like, what do you think about that?
I'll say that because Suge have been doing it. We ain't really seen Jag, but I still got Jag 3-0 no matter. That's just off that. I still got him.
You know what though? But if you do that, it got to be Jay. You can't be take somebody. You know what I'm saying? Then I got you.
Yeah,
it got to be take one of my niggas.
Yo, when Jay started rapping, man, I was like, yo, is this a whisper song? Like, what the fuck?
Nah. He actually got mad on Twitter about that shit that we were talking about, but it was reality. And then I seen he even tweeted up to somebody that he acknowledged it also after like the fifth time of him hearing it. And I'm just like, it's sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga got the raspy voice and all that. And then when Jay came on, it was just like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of took away because of how shit started.
Mm-hmm. So my nigga, like, looking at what Jay has done, you've seen Jay versus Rosenberg, you've seen Jay versus Showoff, you've seen Jay versus Bill. Now, all three of them battles right there, actually, it's funny, man. I think Bill Collector actually beat him, but I think he got Showoff and Rosenberg. So, you know what I mean? Are we saying Jag will kill him?
I agree.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what, man? I'm going to be real with you. Fuck on that bullshit, B. If Sugar's is nice and he can beat Cassie, I don't have a problem. Pop in the fuck
up. Okay.
Shut Jag down so he can't make no more music. Keep pushing.
If Suge felt that confident, bro, he would have said, yeah, it's a bet.
Yo, Carla, hold on. I'm going to get you back on, Carla. Hold on.
All right.
Man, fuck him. I'm going to play one more thing. Fuck that shit. Y'all niggas think this shit is a game. Y'all fucking. Fuck
nigga, Jag fuck is that. Fired. Y'all playing games.
Yeah. Fat ass nigga talking about home. What happened? Nigga, your body look like a bag of water, nigga. Fuck wrong with you. South Central. Yeah. Tell Shook that it's nat time, yeah, it's rat time. Nigga try to eat up the paper, I'm trying to stack mine. This nigga still with his enemies, I attack mine and clap mine. Come at me twisted and get a flat line, too high about. This a master's degree with a dropout, too high about. Stack in a box, gun high, pop out. Shooting with the snub nose, I'm letting the snot out. You got hands chill, man, both shoes to get knocked out. I make it feel like the 90s, they letting Pac out. Suit on, trying to see what you stock about, you a cop out. Woo! Boy, you better disguise up, my niggas a ride up. We'll bust it back to back like a side up. Shot down as soon as we drive up. The bullets I'm raising, the lead is great, nigga, dried up. Fried up, I slide up with the shotgun. Where's shotgun? Pop son and tap dance on him like, yeah, I got one. The Henny spilled to the top of my glass. I catch you while you in search and start popping my mag. Ask yourself, how come ain't nobody copping my trash? Grade schooling while you a freshman, nigga, not in my class. Facts, chubby, I'm just showing the hood flame. I'm from the west, where we born in the rep in the hood gang. Who put you on? Oh, for real? You telling me Suge Bang? Well, I'm balling. I can end that nigga like good gang. I'll run up in the middle of Newark like Suge Lane. Could've fucked his baby mom, but who really want Suge Dang? My shit's wording, I flip work. Tell him set the fade up. I'm busting that bitch first. I mean, bruh, get you cleaned up, nigga, shit dirt. I'm flipping, spit a whole clip at his bitch shirt. Feel me? Take a trip to Zers, find him and trip first. You patting pockets, I'll put my hand in your bitch first. Wow. I could tell the way you was raised, you wasn't scared out. Crazy how I didn't pass English, but niggas gave out. Stuck in one lane and you mad that I got a bear style. West side, fuck with both sides like I'm bears out. Prepare for the intermission. Smack pay you, you niggas been abusing. Smack Suge need an intervention. I need to read on the rules more. It's like if you lose more than they paying you fools more. You get it? We gon' be Jehovah's Witness on Friday. Before he even wakes, we gon' be at that food door. Swag, mimic AR, this nigga is copycat. Copy that, bumper for sack, but you sloppy fat. All facts, play it cool cause I got racks. ain't got one, then the knife is on your chest like a top jacket. I swear the streets it was made for me. You let your baby mom turn that bitch to a slave for me. I'll hit up day and tell him set up the fade for me to kill you. And my niggas come and shoot up the grave for me. Hold up, you're losing in this fight. Just keep moving to the right. Like you said, niggas back, how you keep losing to the white chair. You wanna shake hands, hand, you wanna meet the best. And if you met them already, you try and reconnect. You talk crazy online like you could beat the best baller. Man, please, y'all had it hard trying to keep the net. Don't come at niggas, bless you, come at me correct. Clap in front of the toe up, niggas shooting till it reaches net. This nigga wavy, I'm surfing, nigga. I know real niggas rep the purple, you perfect, nigga. Surfing, nigga. Woo. Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, yeah, bro. Shug, you can't even be dumping this kind of shit, bro.
Yo, Kev, did you hear that? That nigga says you out here tapping pockets. I put my hand in your bitch purse. What?
Bro.
Man. Oh, my God.
Come on, bro.
Yo,
Shug, you gotta come at this nigga, bro. And I'm going to say it's different, too. All right, Shug dropped two dishes coming at Cassidy. The first one was really like a one-bar diss out of a whole, well, not one bar, but, like, it wasn't direct like this nigga. He coming at Suge both battles. I mean, both songs. Like, Suge is, like, the second one was better than the first, if you ask me and shit. But it's just, like, Jag is way too direct, man. I think Suge should respond myself, man. Fuck with that. This is what battle rap is about.
Yeah, at the very least,
he has the peak of his career. You know what I'm saying? For mad long, niggas didn't even fuck with him. Fuck with him now. You got a nigga who's damn near in the industry, and he's coming back at you over and over. Like, bro, he's kind of bullying you at this point. You don't want all these songs about you out here in battle rap, and you're not battling.
Yeah.
It looked like he's fucking him. At least this nigga wild in the song. He did diss him, but he took one shot. Saying his name one time in an entire song, and then he comes back and do an entire song on you, like, bro, that shit's not adding up. Sugar's gonna lose every time like this.
But see, Cap, it's like, yeah, wait. Go ahead.
Wait,
Tom.
So y'all got Jag winning? Y'all got Jag winning this shit? If they was the battle, just based off what you seen Jag do, the two phone battles and the two diss tracks, y'all think he would beat Sugar?
I've never seen Jag physically battle. I don't know, but I know one thing. This is what I do know. This is what I do know. It's risky, but for a nigga to say put your career on the line, it's serious.
You got to be confident.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be confident, but putting your career on the line is beyond confident.
Mm-hmm.
That means I guarantee I'm going to beat this nigga. That's serious. And I feel like, Shug, I mean, if you want Cassidy, Shug, you want Cassidy to accept the battle, and say, Cassidy, if I beat your man, and he retired, we got a battle. That's it.
But I'm looking at it from a Suge standpoint of, like, battle-wise, like, we know Suge don't have, like, the greatest writing ability, so it's kind of like, I feel like, in a way, he might think, like, he might need to save his material for the actual battle if it happens. Like, I feel like Suge just don't have bars and bars to wait to do on songs and then have three rounds of fire. Like, I feel like she'll be running out of steam, so he might need to keep the shit he got.
I'm gonna come clean, bro. I don't think Jag is fucking with Suge, man. I'm sorry. I like the tracks, my nigga. I do. The tracks is fire, but in that ring, you gotta think about who he's facing and who he's beat in the past like year. Like, Suge has been on a fucking roll. Only person I think he like lost to was Big T in his last ones. He beat T Top to me. He beat Oops to me. You know what I'm saying? And to me, he even got clips. You can make the case that he got clips too. And he just had a 2-on-2 with him and fucking R. So I don't know, man. Like, this new Suge, man. What, Saga? Come on, man. Come on. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a lot more respect on Suge's name than this. I'm a little taken aback, if you will. You know what I mean? I got to see that man in the ring, bruh. I have to.
Okay. I disagree. Keep going.
I disagree. Keep going.
I know one thing. Suge can't hang with this boy on these tracks, though. Jag just rapped too good for the nigga. Keep it a buck, man.
So,
hop in the ring.
Yeah.
Hop in the ring.
You're gonna get. I mean, hold on. It's not like Sugar's gonna battle this nigga for free. I mean, you gotta think about this shit. Jag is connected to Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
That's money in the air. There's money around this nigga. It ain't just a regular battle up through the streets. There's money around this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Shook, and you walk around this whole world. There's money around these niggas. They can make it happen, man. Care who wins, I want to see it. Both of you niggas talking
right.
shit. Jag want to put his career on line. If Jag lose, he lose. That's it. But I'm not going to sit here and watch this nigga just bomb on Shook over and over again.
Damn, Shook.
Nah, come on, stop it, bro. Stop it. And I really, and you said, my nigga, did you say Shook with 3-0 Jag? I actually think that Tony Bro is definitely dipping fucking his weed in rabbit spit right now.
Yeah, that
nigga,
that nigga been
tripping. What you say? I was dipping my weed
popping.
In, bro. Yo, this nigga taking acid tabs and shit with fucking frog squirt
that
on it and shit. He hallucinating right now, man.
Hey,
yo,
Kev,
man.
That nigga Tony Bro been smoking with the niggas outside of Family Dollar that was at the that nigga Tony tripping, nigga.
Yo,
yo man. Yo,
yo
fuck
man,
what y'all talk about,
don't
nigga.
Started, bro.
Listen, man.
Yeah, with,
listen,
yo.
I recently watched a couple Shug battles, man. Like, come on, man.
Okay.
Up there against Shug,
nah,
that shit is different,
dope.
Man. It's different.
Shug is dope.
It ain't the same. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Jag is a better rapper in terms of him being on a beat and making songs and shit. But come on, man. When that nigga Shug start getting into his shit and he backing that nigga down, and yeah, you do all that shit if you want to. But for us to say that that's not going to affect what Jag is doing up there, like, I personally don't know. I didn't see the Fight Club shit. I seen that he had a great show with Gist, and I thought he got Cortez too. But even that was kind of – that was a little bit debatable to me. You know what I mean? I got to see how he is on stage. I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah, that stage is something else, my nigga. I'm going to keep it 100, B. When Shug posted up Saga and spent off of him and all that shit.
Oh, man.
My
come
nigga.
On, man. He dunked
my
on
nigga.
This nigga.
Hey, yo, you know what?
Yeah.
I hate to say this shit, but I'm going to say it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
On the real, bro. I don't think Shook beat Saga, bro. I just like Shook's performance. I think it was kind of like the best Shook I've seen in mad long, bro. But if you really going ball for ball, like listen to the content, bro, Saga actually won that battle, yo. I just like Shook better that battle. And I've always said that.
Damn.
That's just being Shook did not get crazy on Saga. Saga was actually blowing this nigga crazy, bro. He actually was, but it was the best Shook we've seen perform wise and whatnot, so it stuck out more. But he actually didn't beat this nigga Sagio. Go back and actually listen to the battle, bro.
Yeah.
And I hate to have to even say that,
man.
Shit. I'm a Shook fan. It's the truth. That bitch is the truth. I bet you. Go back and listen to that shit. It's the truth. Go listen. Watch me. I said listen to it.
Yeah, he won the battle if you turn the screen off. But when you watching that shit, that nigga Shook, When he did the line him up, boot the chin, I'm
and that's why
man.
I said, listen. And that's the reason why I said, listen, and not watch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It was actually a clear Saga win, 2-1. But it was that we watched it. Performance changed battle rap so much. Niggas got to understand that shit. It really fucking did.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't care about performance back in the day and shit. Performance changed the game a whole lot, bro. I've always thought Saga won on the low, 2-1. But it was so good of a Shug, it was like, yo, man, Shug wilding on this nigga and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so let
damn.
Me ask y'all this then. Let me ask y'all this. Would y'all rather see Shug versus Jag right now or Shug versus Hitman? What would y'all rather see more?
Oh, man, Shug and Jag. Shug and Jag. I mean, clearly. I mean, you can't – what they've been doing back and forth, this type of momentum, this shit is organic, man. You can't sit there. I agree with you, Cap. You can't – if you Shug, by no means can you sit there right now. This nigga's bombing on you, bruh. He's bombing on you. So you got to do something. You got to line something up, you know?
Hey, I'm going to be real with you, bro. I really don't see the hype about Shug and Hitman. I just don't see it.
That
I don't
shit
see
it. Died to me.
Really?
Bro, I mean, I was not a big – oh, yo, felt you, I was never big on that battle. What's the big deal about Suge battling Hitman? I'm be real with you. Just being a fan, but I'm be real with you. Unless we talking about Crip versus Blood, okay. Okay. Yeah. I can kind of dig that somewhat if it's going to be looking at it from that angle. Or if it's, I don't know. What? Right. That whole time where Hitman's on, he's barking on and he's in Suge's face. And sugar his and the sugars in his face, that shit didn't move me, my nigga. Like, I really don't give two fucks about Suge battling Hitman. And it's like, I really, really, really feel like that. I don't see what the fucking big deal is about that shit. I swear to God, I don't. I just don't.
Wow.
I don't. I hate to kill the party, but, like, I never, like, what the hell? What?
It's like, what's
that
shit Friday.
Like, 2 years ago, like, 2-3 years ago, I would have wanted to see it, but now it's kind of like done.
I agree with
and
that.
Then,
I would have wanted to see it a while ago. Yeah. Nah, go ahead, Caps.
You know what? You know what? That whole guerrilla warfare really fucked it up because we all know for a fact that battle actually could have happened and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And like that really killed a lot of shit for me. Also, like now I feel like that y'all should have already battled. This is not a crazy grudge match. Y'all still not talking shit about each other. Right about now, Jag and Sugar's more of a buzz than Sugar Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Unless we're talking names, I guess. It is.
Nigga. Right after Sugar said, Miss Hustle, what do you say? Oh, Nunu, you thought I was going to lose? Hitman 3-0, like, I should get Miss Hustle to fuck you up. After he threw that shot at Hitman, like, that's when the battle should have been in the works. But I don't know the business or nothing like that. But for me, what the battle represents, you got a street nigga from Jersey. Like, that's a Jersey nigga right there. Like, I've been to Jersey. Them niggas is like that nigga. And, like, a St. Louis nigga that be talking that shit is just a style clash between two different type of street rappers. Like, I want to see the shit. I feel like it's a regional thing, too, to be real with you. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm actually hyped
that.
For it.
I don't know. I'll be real true to this. Me, myself, I have no interest in that shit. That's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
is it different too that...
If it go down, I'll watch it.
Oh, shit. Is it different now because Hitman's on Wildin' Out and shit? Or does that kill it? Because I was thinking about that too. Like,
Nah, not even. I just don't like the battle. I don't see the big deal about it. I never did. I mean, I'm be real with you. I'm more interested in seeing even when Suge and Surf was going back and forth. I'd rather watch that than him and Hitman. I don't see the big fucking deal, bro. I don't know.
I mean, I would have wanted to see the Hitman and Suge like before Hitman actually battled Surf. Like, I think around that time it like made more sense like back then.
Right.
But now it's just kind of like that shit is old, man. That shit ain't.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm looking in the group. Somebody said Hitman is battling Khan this weekend on BET. Y'all thoughts?
Man. On BET? It's gonna be on TV where you can't curse, talk about selling drugs and talk about all that
man,
nice
bro,
shit
you,
that niggas want to hear.
My nigga, you know goddamn well I don't have the answer. You know I don't have the rules in front of me, my nigga. I have no
it's on BET.
So it's on Wild Now. Let me ask you a question. Does it count? And I think every battle counts.
Yeah. See, I think when we start doing that whole does this battle count, does that battle count, I think we like towing a real dangerous line, bro. Cause I feel like that gives niggas leeway to like bullshit and then say it don't count. I think everybody, I think every battle counts. You niggas battle in a bathroom, that shit count to me.
Yo, my nigga, I'm gonna be real with you, bro. I'm not looking out. I don't know. Wild Now, you kind of pushing it now.
Yeah,
these niggas
that is
not about to go crazy all Wild Now. We all know that is some commercial shit. Nick Cannon is running there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's not no you are real. That ain't even Trap House. We know that. That's why
what
it's like,
the
whoa. Total Slaughter was one thing. That shit counts to me. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
talking about motherfucker. I don't know, my nigga.
But then it's like, bruh, I be seeing these niggas together all the time. Like, these niggas be in the club together. These niggas be going, these niggas be doing all type shit together. Like, they're not going to be in there trying to kill each other. Like,
they're not.
On the one hand, though, I do think it's still a good look. But here's what I think was going to happen. Performance sliders, think NBA 2K, nigga. Performance sliders are going to be turned all the way up. So you probably going to get a crazy-ass slow it down. Hitman's going to do he's going to try to recreate the John John style remix where he just goes crazy, and they're going to try to put on a fucking show. So, but they're not going to go in there and try to kill each other. You see what I'm saying? If they can recreate what Hitman did in the first round of their battle, like for three rounds between them, that's a win for the culture. I'm sorry. That's the way I look at it. You feel me?
Hey, yo,
what y'all
you
think
know
about
what?
That?
Oh. Hey, yo, I was talking to my man real quick about this whole wildin' out. Do you think that's the new wave now? It's one thing to see niggas battling, but now it's like, yo, I could battle on fucking BET, like the Cannon. It's all kind of new connects. Is that the next new wave? It's for all the battles to go to wildin' out? I mean, you got Clips over there. You got Hitman over there. You got Khan over there. They eating. They eating.
Right.
They over there chilling. You better believe that shit. They chilling over there.
Salary. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is signing I-9s and shit. To me, that's the next logical progression of this shit. To be honest with you, it would be a platform where it was sustainable. Rappers can you know what I mean? They battlers and they sign and they got whatever little income all the business is handled and they on some like type of show, like akin to like a Total Slaughter type thing or something like some sort of special or series on, like, one of these Netflix or HBO type of shit where you see them day-to-day or whatever, or they compete in a tournament, and you give them something like that. I think that's where it's going, to be real with you. And you know, and the tours between the cities and whatnot, right, if it's big enough. I think that's logical progression. You know what I'm saying? If that okay. – if the only thing we need to do is make sure that niggas is still hungry and giving us what the fuck made this shit what it is, and they need to make sure they reaching out to certain people that, you know, laid the blueprint to this shit. That's what I think,
Bro, that's not going to happen a while now. It's a while now here. I don't see – they're not going like that on while now, man. That's the whole thing.
Them niggas is doing, like, shows. Like, them niggas not just doing the typical while now shows now. Them niggas is doing some, like, dating shows, shit that don't have nothing to do with them rapping or battling, bro. Like, them niggas is on some whole other shit. Like they in a whole nother space as far as, you know what I'm saying, entertainment where the other battlers are.
I don't even know if winning is the main priority on Wild Now, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know it's not. It's performance. It's that, you know, reload with the same shit that came out. It's that. It's the remix. It's the slow it down. It's the, you know what I'm saying? It's the pocket tap. That's what I learned.
That shit is about ratings, bro. They trying to stay on TV.
Hold on. Nico from the group said it's during the BET Experience weekend, not on Wild N Out.
I mean, BET, man. Okay. Well.
No,
same type of shit, man. Like, I don't know. It's up to the. You know what? It's really, to me, the pressure is on Khan and Hitman for this shit because they know on the one hand they gotta deliver. You know what I'm saying? In terms of for the station, for the powers that be, give them a good performance and all that shit. But on the other hand, they know where the fuck they come from, and they know it's motherfuckers like us that's gonna be in that inbox and tagging them and shit. Like, yo, y'all niggas really did that? If they whack out there, you feel what I'm saying? But shit, they got millions of fucking people watching. I can't see how this is not a good look, potentially. It's what they do with it.
You know what's crazy about it is that I don't even know what the fuck is even going on with. Their promotion is kind of crazy, but, like, I don't know what the fuck going on, man.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you and shit, okay, like. You know what? Yo. Hold on, I had an argument earlier today, right? Who overall had a bigger career, Conceited or Hitman Holla?
I'm gonna go Khan.
I'm gonna go Khan because of the platforms that he's been on. Like, he's been on more platforms than Hitman overall, and he's been a main event type battle on multiple platforms over Hitman. You feel what I'm saying? And when he started off, he actually blew up in the West. Now, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, that was different too. So I think Khan overall, but it's not that big a gap. I can't be mad at somebody saying Hitman though.
Okay. Drizzy.
Oh man, that's tough. I would say Hitman, because I mean, at this point, you got to think, like, when Khan came out way before Hitman. Like, Khan was on the grind time scene way before Hitman was around. And, you know what I'm saying, Hitman kind of caught up and is on the same platform as him. And it's like, bro, I remember, like, big niggas talking about Hitman, like Kevin Durant and all these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's big on the social media shit, like, I mean, it's close, but yeah, I think about the Midwest movement, everything Hitman did with that shit, too. Like, that nigga, and then when we say battle rap has kind of changed, it's about performance. Hitman is the greatest performer of all time. That nigga's like the fucking Michael Brown and Chris Brown that is performing in battle rap shit. Like, he's the greatest of all time at this shit.
You give him GOAT performance? GOAT?
Performance-wise, he is the greatest of all time, bro. I done been to five, six Hitman battles live. I've been to mad events, bro. Mad events. Nobody performs like Hitman. That shit is unbelievable, bro.
Yeah, he did change the game with that shit. Now that's looked at as something you really gotta actually have. But Khan too. Khan, the slow it down shit is ingrained. It's ingrained.
Hey, Tony, bro, I don't even mean to cut you off. I'm sitting back chilling, and I'm thinking, like, so we just going to just ignore the whole slow it down and what it did for battle rap? Not even slow it down. Like,
the stop and go.
With the stop and go punches, like, everyone did that. My nigga, can we not forget that everybody had to slow it down at one point, including Hitman?
Right.
No bank account, count on Chase. I don't know, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but then I'm
bro.
Getting like this. Slow it down.
Yo, you know what? It didn't even just slow it down. S.O.N.S. period actually kind of changed battle rap by themselves. Everyone started rapping like these niggas after they did that shit, bro.
But they also got heat because niggas were saying they was writing each other shit, writing together.
True.
Yeah. A lot of that shit goes away though when you giving them type of performances. Honestly, a lot of that writing together shit, man, and clean yesterday. I want us to really follow up on that, man, because a lot of that shit goes out the window if you cooking. I think a lot of people heard clean yesterday, and he did two things. He made the idea of getting help from niggas okay, and he made the idea of being in a group okay. And only clean can do that shit. But the way he came off yesterday.
Yeah.
That shit really struck me.
That shit was what?
That shit, like, it kind of struck me. It was like, yo, like, he really kind of rationalizing in this shit in a different kind of way. One thing about him, he was keeping it real. But like I said, though, with Conceited, back to Conceited and Hitman, it's like having to slow it down is now being able to fucking do a reverse layup. Like, in 1950, doing a reverse layup was like a big fucking deal. But now you got to know how to do that shit. Like, you got to know how to, like, do some of these things. And Khan created that shit. That's crazy.
But you know what? And then I look at this too. I mean, we all know URL is the biggest platform. It's the biggest league. And when you go to URL's channel, it's only one nigga that has four battles in the top five. That's Hitman Hollow. That nigga is a GOAT, man. That nigga's one of the best, man. Like, that nigga, I don't know what it is, but the nigga. Four out of the top five. The only nigga that has one higher battle than him in views is Loaded Lux. That's it. Hitman.
Let me ask you this, Drizzy. Does Khan have a bigger, more important battle than Hitman versus Verb?
Khan versus Arse is big in battle rap to me, bro.
more important than Hitman versus Verb?
Oh, nah, I don't think that's more important than Hitman versus Verb. I'm gonna keep, it was so much on the line during that shit, man. That shit was personal. Like, that, nah. That Hitman Verb was a big battle in battle rap. I think that's one of the best. Like, that's on my Mount Rushmore of battles in battle rap. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Okay. Damn, I'm seeing Magic versus Khan. I don't think that was a better battle. I do think that has some importance to it, though. Man.
Like,
okay.
His dope is Khan and Surf was dope. But when you think about it in terms of importance.
Yo, we talk about importance. I'm going to be real with you, bro. I think Khan and Arsenal actually has to be real with you. And the reason why, that's the first battle that niggas is even getting paid for on grind time. Before that, niggas is battling for free. Like, Ars got a rack for that shit. Niggas asking for like $20,000-$30,000 now for a battle. Ars got a rack for that shit. Kane, battle who everybody thought was fucking unbeatable, like, at that point. Like,
yeah.
Niggas gotta understand something about this shit, too, dude. Like, Hitman, it's not like Hitman was always number one in St. Louis. If you want to think about it, he was number three.
Yeah, agreed.
There was Verb and L before this nigga. He worked his way out, I give him that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yo, Khan was always, like, that nigga. I mean, even going to
Khan,
I mean, he was in Fight Club. I mean, this nigga went through all these eras, bro. Like, it's not like this nigga just popped into a row. He battled good. He got his performance. He battled good. Might have outbarred him, but seen where he lost and came back versus Rex. Like, Rex, a certified legend, and swagged all over this nigga, Rex, bro.
But, Cap, let me ask you this.
Over this nigga.
Cap, do you think Khan vs. Arsenal was bigger than Hitman vs. Arsenal?
What do you the Hitman was awesome. Nah, yo, Hitman was awesome.
You
got to
think
crazy.
About the blogs.
They was blogging.
The blogs and
they were doing all that shit.
Okay, so it's not like we both – it's not like – you know what the funny shit is? When we, like, brought up most important battle. Did they both lose their most important battle? Like, Hitman versus Verb, Khan versus Arsenal. What's that?
I said Hitman, biggest battle he lost, and Khan, biggest battle he lost. You know what? It be dependent sometimes. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Rex is like, Rex is a real name. It don't matter what the fans think. Oh, Rex fell off. Like, yo, you ask old niggas, Rex is that nigga. So for Khan to be Rex, that was kind of big, yo. That was kind of big. Hey, no one believed Khan. We always say he's not shooting a flea, nothing. But the nigga beat Rex. And this was before Rex had his slide off when he started losing battles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember thinking, man, I'm like, man, Rex about to kill this nigga.
What?
Yeah, going into it, man, I was like, man, because it was weird, man. I had to put a little bit more respect on Khan, man, because it was kind of like, you know what, this shit is cool, but he just was so like, it's a little corny sometimes, whatever. That was back when, you know, a nigga was younger and on his bullshit. So I was like, I was really fucking with Rex, man. But when they battled, I'm like, oh, man, what the fuck, man? Really?
And you know what's fucked up, Tony, bro? I'm sitting here thinking about this shit, thinking about that Summer Madness 1 shit. And it's like, bro, I remember sitting down at the computer watching Loaded Lux in the room with Surf and Speed Island, these niggas, trying to figure out who he was going to battle. And Math was one of the niggas on the list. And then that nigga got bodied by Cal, and it was just like, it's just fucked up how it changed. Like, that nigga got bodied, and Lux just don't even get his nigga the time of day. Like,
yo, 916-271, you on?
Good with y'all, man. It's Nico, Sacramento, California. We in the building.
Sacktown,
what's good?
What's good? Talk to us, man. You hear us chiming in, man. What's up, man? What you think, bro?
All right, first and foremost, man, As far as a conceited and hitman point, man, I don't even think it's close. I'm going to keep it real with y'all because Hitman is a product. If we're all going to give A-Verb the title of he led the Midwest movement, Hitman can't get – he can't be over Verb. If you're the one that came out of Verb, if you're the one who came from Verb's movement, how are you going to be better than that dude? Khan was the dude who set all the trends for battle rap that even today cats still do. So I don't even see it being close. Hitman did for himself. Don't get me wrong. He did for himself. Being the most viewed person on URL, you did for yourself. That's dope. You putting on. But at the same time, it's not like you birthed yourself into battle rap. You came from your big brother. You get what I'm saying? And your big brother is looked at as the dude who's birthed almost all y'all dudes that came from the Midwest. So I don't even see that being close, to be real. I mean, plus you got to look at it like this. Khan put Hitman on for wilding out, got him even more exposure. So how you going to be better than the dude that two people that put you on? Not even just Verb. Khan put him on. So, I mean.
Damn. Okay. Has Khan had a better performance than with Hitman against John John?
You say he has a better performance?
Yeah. Has he ever had a better showing than that battle? Like, has he ever performed anywhere near Hitman in that battle?
I'm going to say it like this. To me personally, Hitman is the GOAT when it comes to performance, strictly performance. So by virtue of that, no. But what he lacks in overall performance, he's making up with wordplay, bars, his own signature, Slow It Down. Like that Slow It Down, that's like a Hitman performance, to be real. That one little Slow It Down, when he does it right, that shuts shit down. That's like when Hitman does the remix. That shuts shit down. So where he doesn't have it there, his other little trademarks that he has. So.
Okay. Damn. So it's not even close to you, huh? What do you think about this? This Jag and Suge. What do you think about that, bro?
Man, niggas wasn't talking that shit earlier, so allow me to go ahead and set it off, man. Jag is 3-0 and Suge, bro. I'm going to say it one more time so y'all can get me on this. Jag is 3-0 and Suge. The fact that Suge is ducking this dude, because there's no other reason for you not to battle him. If you really want to battle Cass and the dude already said, battle to my homie, I'll battle you, why aren't you battling him?
There's nothing to talk about, right?
There's nothing left to say. Okay, I want to battle you, Cassidy. I want that look. Okay, Jag, you less than me, homie. I'm going to kill you real quick in your career. Cassidy, I'm coming for you. And from a business standpoint, that's extra bread, bruh. Why are you not getting your money? If you really think he's that trash, go get that money. Because you already know he's going to overcharge. He's going to tell them, hey, to make this battle happen, I need this. So you probably going to get your biggest payday for battling somebody you feel is a nobody. So then go get that paper. And then once you get that paper and kill him, then go to Cassidy. The fact that he is just sitting over here trying to, you know, let little diss tracks come out and act like that's going to suffice, nah. This dude's on your line, and you still have not directly said anything to this dude about a battle.
Okay. Damn. So you feel like he got to say something, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it like this, man. You can't say – it's not like, oh, I could send, you know, Jada go and holler at him. You got to do it. If a dude's calling you out, you don't send your little homie to go do it. Like, if somebody call you out, you're not going to send your little brother to go handle your business. You're going to do it yourself. If you really trying to be Suge, the big bad bully, I'm this dude, I'm nice with it. Okay, if you really are, kill this dude. No battles on film. No, few little nice little mixtapes here and there, albums. Okay, cool. Kill him. Get your highest payday, then battle Cassidy where you know there's going to be even more money there because they have to pay Cass.
Yeah.
So you know whoever's cashing out for Cassidy can cash out for you. So you can get back-to-back dope paydays and then go on about your URL business.
But I don't think you want to put that career up.
But that's my point. If you think that this dude's trash, why are you scared of that? This is I've noticed this year, man. 2016, I noticed this, man. Even a little bit of last year. Dudes are just ducking each other and trying to disguise it like you don't have enough views or you're not really in my league. You're not top tier. You're not even a tier. Like, if you really believe that, I'll tell you this. I grew up in a different era. Even before Smack DVD dropped, I watched dudes out here in Sacramento, like they said, New York, block to block. And if somebody called you out, it wasn't, hey, you need to go ahead and battle this dude and battle a couple other dudes and then see me. It was, no, okay, let's battle right now. So I'm not giving these dudes who keep saying they come from that same era a pass. I'm sure out there in New Jersey, he came up the same way, battling dudes on the corner, somebody call you out, you give him that work. Now all of a sudden, because you got a little name, you had a couple cool battles on URL, now you feeling yourself and you act like you can't sit over there and cook somebody calling your name out? If I was somebody on URL, keep it a buck, I'd be telling Shug, like, bro, I'm not battling you on URL until you handle this little dude over here calling you out. Because Shug's not a name like that where he has to be on a card. He's not.
Damn.
I mean, the biggest battle of his career could have been him versus Hitman, and he let that pass by.
Yo, that's such a fucking great point, man. You know what? And if it was that type of solidarity, where niggas like, yo, you got this nigga over here that's talking all this shit about you, and he coming at us. He coming at you, but he coming at us right now. Handle this nigga, clean this nigga up real quick. Like, that's how it's fucking supposed to be. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so I think that's a great point, man. I didn't even think about it like that, bro. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, like, because right now, I know I put it out there that kind of Hitman was battling. That battle, if it goes well, is going to be a great look for battle rap. Possibility of a lot of revenue coming in after that if you see two URL battlers, because that's what they both are, URL battlers, doing great on national TV. That's going to be a great look for URL battlers to get on a stage if they wanted to do a Total Slaughter or a different type of battle rap event, and they wanted to start talking to different battle rappers to get their name in there. Well, Shug, if you over here ducking battles, you really think somebody's going to want to – like, this is your chance. Kill this dude, Jack. Battle Cassidy. The name alone is like, oh, you battle Cassidy? Okay, we can put you on a card like Total Slaughter 2 or something else like that, or one of these events Nick Cannon trying to do. Okay, you have a name on your resume? You're on this card. That's more paper in your pocket. These dudes do not be thinking like that, man, at all. I don't know all right,
so
if they're
me,
just...
Let me play devil's advocate. I agree with you. So when you look at somebody like Shug, first off, Shug been around, been on URL for mad long, putting in work. He been putting in work for a long time to finally get where he at. You know what I'm saying? It took five Summer Madnesses before the nigga was able to get on one. So the nigga been putting in his work. It took time. So should he just, like, say, like, all the work he done put in, I'ma just jump up and take a nigga that got no battles on film, like, should he just put everything he's worked for on the line like that?
No, that's a good point. That's a good question. Here's going to be my response to that. One of the people, and y'all, we just had him on what, last week, a couple weeks ago, Disaster. This man has more battles than any human being alive, bro, dead or alive. That man has battled Cannabis when Cannabis still had a name, and he battled Cassidy. If you're trying to say that you by battling Jag or somebody, you know, who has no battles, who has no views or anything like that, is a, you know, a downgrade or it's a bad look, well, Disaster has battled every person breathing on this earth. This man done battled grandparents in Saudi Arabia, bro. Like, come on now. And he still got Cannabis and Cassidy. I'm just keeping it a buck. Like, you can't use that excuse when you see that you're still going to be able to get that. So I feel right now the dude is just ducking. Like, for real, you can have a couple cool diss tracks. That's cute. That's nice. But you're supposed to be Shug, the big bad bully. It's Grave Street. You got somebody from the West Coast talking about you ain't real Crip, you're sorry, and I'll make you retire. And your response is to be mute. What does that look like?
So
forget
who has,
battle
who
rap.
Has
what
more,
does that make you look like as a person?
Does Shug have more pressure on him to you? Like, is that, like, who has more pressure? Because Jack did say he's going to put up his whole fucking career, making this a retirement match, basically. So who do you think has more pressure?
I would say the pressure, to be honest, is equal. If you're both putting up your career, it's equal. What? I'm not trying to shit on Shug. I'm not trying to act like the dude's trash or anything like that, because Shug, he's nice. He has some shit. But his career is battle rap. There's nothing else outside of that, to my knowledge, that's really letting him eat. Battle rap is it. So if you have somebody who you can get your biggest payday from, take it.
So I feel the pressure is equal. Y'all both putting up your career, so there's equal pressure on both sides. Somebody who has no battles on camera, did his thing back in the day, versus somebody who had a nice little 2015. Okay, cool.
Right.
Just because you had a nice 2015, it doesn't mean you're top tier. Like we just got through saying, Saga is debatable. Saga beat him. Then he went on the T-Top. That was a dope battle, but you can debate that. Big T, debatable. Charlie Clip, you had one of the shortest rounds ever.
Hey, you said Saga beat him?
I said, in my opinion, yes, but it is debatable. I'm not mad at anybody that says that Suge won because Suge was on his performance that day and he was performing, but bar for bar, Saga was saying more than that. It's like if you watched a battle between somebody who had all performance, like I'll give you the example, J Murder versus JC. JC clearly has a tremendous pen, way better than J Murder. So we're not even going to count the pen in that battle. JC's already won that, but there's other elements in a battle that you have to win. So Suge battling Saga, it's evident. You're already going to have better performance than him. You're already going to have more aggression than him. You're the bully. You're going to have that. That's a given. So I'm not counting that against Saga. What is Saga better than you at? Bars. So what was better, Suge's performance or Saga's bars? What was better?
Huh. Okay. Suge's performance.
That's
sure.
True.
I mean, I think what he was doing. And then Suge did have some shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why this battle was so different. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it almost does.
I'll say this, though. As much as Suge had a good performance, and he did, it was a nice come-up performance because he needed a performance like that to get the battles that he got after Saga. But I don't know if y'all remember this, but in that third round, do you remember how Saga had Suge looking? When he called him out about Smack pocket-checking him, taking money out his pocket, did you remember his look and how he was looking at Smack? You remember how emotional this dude got? That dude was like, hey, man, look at me when I'm saving you. Something so simple but had the whole entire room shaking. He was making this dude get emotional in his third. If you're winning, you're not getting emotional, bro, period. I don't care who you are. Let me rephrase that. If you feel you're winning, you're not getting emotional.